Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're grooving here with our good friend Rich Galen. Publisher, the editor, the writer, the brains behind Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. That's the website where you can go to subscribe to his thrice-weekly newsletter, which is mostly free. At least 11 months out of the year it's free, and the other times it's merely a suggestion that it might not be free. My own website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. Lots of new stuff there that will help you with your small business. And I got a new video up this week, as we always do, new poll question on the homepage. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out all the other things there that you can do to help you with your small business. Rich is our guest, our good friend Rich Galen. We're talking about...
What's your Twitter handle?
At Jim Blasingame.
Okay.
What's yours?
At Rich Galen.
All right.
Follow you right now.
There you go. I'm hurt that you haven't already followed me.
I might have. Let me look.
We started talking 12 years ago, 13 years ago, I don't think we would have. I can't imagine you asking me that question. Hey, Rich. I know that it was kind of predicted, but isn't it significant that in Indiana this week, one of the great statesmen, someone I've admired a long time, Richard Lugar, Senator from Indiana, was bumped out by the Tea Party in his own party in the primary process this year. 36 years in the Senate.
It was
36 years,
it was,
folks.
Yeah, well, it was a combination of things, most of which were, a really bad campaign by Lugar, but he got wiped out. And it's not, I mean, Murdoch, the guy that beat him, is a statewide office holder. He's a state treasurer. So it's not like Sharon Angle or, you know, some of the people last cycle
right. That
were just, you know, they had never really done much in their whole lives except
right. Become
the darling of the Tea Party. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's a real live politician. So, but look, I years ago, Jim, I ran the final campaign for a guy named Guy Vanderjagt, who was the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee,
right. Congressman
from Western Michigan for decades and decades. And I found we were just hanging on by our fingernails. And I would go around the district, and people say, you know, Guy's just great. He got that new hospital wing, and that saved my mom's life because that's where she got taken. Or he put in this highway, so it helped, you know, traffic up and down, the lakeshore. I mean, they would just say all these wonderful things, but they'd always end up with, you know, he's been there an awful long time. And it may be time for somebody new. And I think
yeah. That's
what happened. And for the same reason, Lugar had not lived in Indiana since the 1970s. His address was a post office box.
Oh, geez.
You know, one of the things we know about voters in this day and age anyway, or at least in the last 15 years or so, is that you can be a national figure if you want, but you do that on your time. On my time, I want you to be my
They want their turtles to come back ashore at least once a year, don't they?
That's right, at least one full moon a year.
One full moon a year, they want their turtles to come back ashore. So it sounds to me like you're downplaying the Tea Party angle of this.
No, not at all. No, but I'm saying that Murdoch's a Tea Party guy, but he's a real politician, much as Rubio was.
I heard Murdoch speak, and I was impressed with his speech. I was impressed with his regard for Lugar. I thought that was a really classy thing to do. But what does this say about the Tea Party? Is it still alive and well? Is it going to be a force this year?
Well, I think it's been a force through the presidential primaries.
It's been kind of quiet though in the last.
Well, it's just kind of lost its brand name.
Yeah.
But if you look at the positions people are, you know, that Romney has taken, I mean, they're pretty far toward the Tea Party.
Yeah.
More than he had demonstrated in the past. So I think you know, again, they're not it's not the Tea Party in gigantic letters. But they have certainly put their stamp and their mark on the Republican Party.
So you think that the Tea Party is really going to be less defined as the Tea Party, more defined as not Democrat?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Whatever's not Democrat, so to speak.
Yeah, whatever's not Democrat. I think that's probably right. There are some pockets where, you know, everybody talks about the western suburbs of Philadelphia as the model for independent voters. So those kinds of places, maybe not.
Right.
But when you get into, you know, the Tea Party, when it started, as you remember, was all about spending and taxes and,
right.
and that. I mean, it's only in the last year and a half, it slid over into all these social issues. And I think that's part of why the focus of the Tea Party has sort of been blurred on the edges.
So does that mean that the Republican Party is assimilating the Tea Party, or the Tea Party is assimilating the Republican Party?
I think to some degree both. That's a great question. I think it moves both ways. But, I mean, Republicans, what Lugar said on election night, which, I mean, I thought was a little unseemly for him, was that Murdoch, if he was going to go and increase the partisanship, and he wasn't going to get much done for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, this is a partisan town up here now. And, one of the things we have learned is that the moderates on both sides of the aisle are a dying breed, maybe even extinct now.
Well, exactly. I mean, the yard dog Democrats are basically gone. As you say, what we used to call liberal Republicans, probably fewer of them. And, you know, Lugar, as much as I admired him in a lot of ways, he'd become part of the political class, hadn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was more a political class than he was a Republican, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, and that was the role he carved out for himself. Remember, he came in, during a time when you had the Jacob Javitses and on the Democratic side, and Moynihan's on the Republican side, Moynihan's on the Democrat side.
Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the presidential situation coming up and how things are stacking up as it stands right now for Romney and Obama. After these messages, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.